you're at a higher health risk if you're drinking too
much. No! You doing? It's home sweet home for me. Hopefully it is for you. I'm staying in. I am not at the studio. No, not this time out. Late night CKUW radio. This is a pre-recorded episode of Comic Book Radio Theater. That's right, I'm staying at home. I still got a little bit of a cold. Feel it in my chest, got a stuffy nose. Whatever other symptoms of having a cold, fever, flu, as it goes. Well, I got them. Anyway, I decided to reach far into the CKUW archives, all right? Far into the CKUW archives and see what I could pull out to entertain you. This show, I read you comic books. Got some music to listen to as well. I might not put as big of an effort into it this time out. What about the first comic book that I read to you? It will be Guardians of the Galaxy number 5, issued October 1990. And from reading this, I read it live on air a long time ago. Live on air. Originally. What do I remember? The Guardians of the Galaxy. They're traveling around outer space. And they've found this spaceship called Mainframe. Not to spoil things, but later on it is discovered that Mainframe is do you know the Avenger character the Vision? It's discovered that Mainframe is the Vision, but the Vision of the 31st century. Okay? And let's not get too ahead of ourselves. The Guardians of the Galaxy, they find this big spaceship called Mainframe. And it's on there that they have discovered the original shield of Captain America. They want it. And they want it for genuine reasons. Genuine sentimental reasons. Unfortunately, there's another group that has also found Mainframe, the same the same spaceship. And they are criminals. They're called the Force. They are criminals, and all they want of Captain America's shield is to have it, possess it, sell it off for money. There's not really like a heartfelt reason why they want it. It's all about, it's all cold feelings of wanting to make big cash and stuff like that. There's selfish reasons they want the Captain America's shield. So Mainframe has said, all right, Guardians of the Galaxy, all right, you criminal organization called the Force, all right, you two, you're going to compete with each other, and I'm going to keep score, and at the end of competing with each other, I'll decide who gets Captain America's shield. That's the premise of the story. Hopefully you do enjoy listening to me read it to you. Okay. Still fighting off that clogged chest and stuffy nose and everything like that. All right, soldier on. That's okay. Anything else to tell you about this comic book? Nope. I will tell you this. When I take my first break in the story, we'll listen to music that was brand new at the time. That Guardians of the Galaxy number 5 was fresh on the shelves. October of 1990. New music that was around. I'll give it to you. We'll hear from Slayer, and we'll also hear from Testament. So Slayer, Testament, that's what we'll hear. All right, I want to get set off on the way. Yes, I do. It's Comic Book Radio Theater. I'm going to read you some Guardians of the Galaxy. Old school Guardians of the Galaxy. None of this new school stuff. Nope. Old school. Alright. Have a good old time. Have a good old time, right? That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway. Just play the clip. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Thanks for spending your late night up with us. Yes, thanks for staying late night with us. 95.9 FM, we do this from the University of Winnipeg. Thanks for listening. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Let's get into this week's comic book radio theater. Charlie 27. Martinex. Nikki. Vance Astro. Yondu. Alita. Starhawk. 7 extraordinary super beings, all survivors of interstellar war. Now they roam the cosmos of the 31st century aboard the starship Captain America. Their mission: to safeguard the Milky Way. Stan Lee presents the Guardians of the Galaxy. Beyond the Pleiades, around a star that gives no light, awaits the shield for anyone worthy enough to possess it. And so the final clue in the Book of Antag, a galaxy-wide puzzle that the Guardians have been finally pieced together. It has taken them one whole month. Even though they have pushed their new ship, the Captain America 2, to its very limits of its capabilities. During that time, Vance Astro's costume has been seethed to a new bendable adamantium metal of Martinex and Charlie 27's design. The Guardians have beamed down to the planet's surface to claim their prize, the legendary shield of Captain America. But they are soon to discover that they are not alone in their quest. Enter, Guardians. You are welcome here.
You know us?
Affirmative. You are Martinex, the last survivor of Earth's colony on Pluto. You have the abilities to project heat and cold. Next to you is Nikki, agile sharpshooter from the lost colony of Mercury. Next to her, standing proud, is Charlie 27 of Jupiter. He is your group's pilot and military strategist. Floating in the air above, there is Alita, the beauteous Arcturian welder of solid light. And, of course, there is Yondu of Century 4, Earth's only extraterrestrial colony. He is the master of the Akka Yakka era. Standing beside him is Major Vance Astro, mutant survivor of the Earth's 20th century. And finally, Starhawk, the one who knows.
Yeah, well, you seem to know us, but we
Who? But you seem to know us, all right. But we don't know you. We can't even see you.
I have no physical form, Major Astro. I am within the machinery that surrounds you all. And I know why you have come. But before you can lay claim to the prize of Antag, there is a force to be reckoned with.
Just what exactly do you mean by a force?
There is another group, others, who have also come looking for the shield of Captain America. Like you, they have searched long and hard to find their way here.
Killers! I've seen what they've done in over a dozen worlds!
Indeed. And if such is their nature, it will become self-evident in the contest.
Contests? Contests? I cannot believe that a being of pure intelligence would propose something so banal as a tug of war to decide the possession of this ancient artifact.
There are many forms of strength, my beautiful Arcturian. This shield must go to the one who is most worthy. Are you then unwilling to agree to my terms as they have?
There is only one worthy enough to carry the shield into battle, and he stands here beside me, Major Vance Astro. Yes, we will accept your challenge.
Excellent.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Yondu, you don't have the... Marty! Charlie! They're gone! Martinex and Charlie are gone!
They just disappeared just right before us!
But where? But where to?
Yes. Where indeed? Where indeed to? No doubt. The missing guardians are wondering the same thing as they find themselves suddenly transported to a sprawling labyrinth of tunnels. Part 1. Charlie 27 and Martinex versus Broadside and Brawl.
Authority! Whoa! We obviously have been transported to our arena, Martinex.
But I didn't feel that usual tingle associated with teleportation.
No, nor did I. But here we are. So we'll just have to assume that is what's happened. Now you be careful. You be careful. All these tunnels, every one of them is a good place for an ambush. Hey, over here, Marty. Look at these walls. These walls are as smooth as glass. They would be a good conductor for your thermal powers. Other than that, there's really no chance of making a weapon.
Oh, you won't need one, sweetie.
What the?
We will return return with Guardians of the Galaxy number 5 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Let's see what ads we have here. Okay, does any of you remember this video game?
Never before has a force of one been so powerful.
Introducing the Wrath of Black Manta. Crime and kidnapping have got a death grip on New York, Tokyo, and Rio de Janeiro. A solitary figure strikes to squelch the misguided dealings of a bunch of underhanded terrorists built on kidnapping innocent kids. Only the Black Manta possesses the powers to save them all. Action, adventure, mystery, intrigue!
Put the force of one on your wall. Send for your free Black Manta poster today while quantities last. Write to Black Manta Poster, Taito Software Incorporated, P.O. Box 1349, Seattle, Washington, zip 98011.
Introducing the Wrath of Black Manta! Action, adventure, mystery, and intrigue! By Taito, the only game in town!
Okay. Oh, you want some real corniness? Here we go. How Columbus discovered Honey Nut Cheerios! In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, seeking a route to faraway lands until a certain bee changed all of his plans. The bee came up to Columbus, the story goes, offering him a taste of Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey nuts, golden honey and crunchy nuts sound yummy,
asked the bee. Columbus declared, honey and nuts, wow, what a great taste discovery. The honey and nut taste was such a delirious distraction, he sailed around and around in no certain direction.
What about America? Cried the first mate.
Let me finish my Honey Nut Cheerios. America can wait.
How Columbus discovered Honey Nut Cheerios. If only history really went that way. Okay. Here's our last ad, and these guys tried to make history. Maybe are still trying to make history.
Bad guys.
I gotta start that over again. 1, 2, 3, go!
Bad guys, beware!
Captain Planet and the Planeteers are coming to TV! Join the Planeteers and the power is yours! All the action and adventure starts this weekend of September 15th. Check your TV local listings for details. Captain Planet and the Planeteers, the power is yours!
Okay, back to our story. Back to our story. All right. We now return with Guardians of the Galaxy number 5. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Be careful. Any one of these tunnels could be a good place for an ambush. Martinex, over here. Walls are as smooth as glass. They might be a good conductor for your thermal powers. Other than that, there's really no chance of making a weapon.
Oh, you won't need one, sweetie.
What the?
You won't need a weapon, not against me, Broadside.
Foolish, foolish woman! Foolish woman! These are the Guardians of the Galaxies! We must show them no mercy!
Oh, believe me, Brawl, I don't intend to. I haven't seen a hunk of a man. Oh, like that, since I left Mobius. Oh. I tell you what, you take the little crystal one. The big guy's all mine.
Ah, Brawl. Still as charming as ever, I see.
I'm flattered you remember me, Guardian.
How could I forget? Whatever happened to that group of losers you were with?
I got a better offer.
A better offer? From Force? You should have stayed with Korvac. He went on to better things.
It would appear you do not remember our last battle as well as I. Least you would know that your thermal powers are ineffectual against my intangibility. And since our last bout, I've increased my powers somewhat. You'll see. Now I can make other things intangible.
No! Oh, no! He's caught me off guard. I can't stop my folly, no!
Oh, my. But are you a cutie? Such a cute one, aren't you? You know what? We don't have to fight, big boy.
What do you suggest we do? Dance?
Depends where you want to dance, cute stuff.
Look, lady.
Broadside.
You've got to be kidding.
Would I kid you?
The first rule of military service is...
Yes?
Never fraternize with the adversary.
Charlie 27 slaps Broadside right across the face. He assumes the backhand will do more than enough to knock out even a woman this large into unconsciousness. His assumption is incorrect.
You slapped me.
Great guacamole, she's still standing.
You don't want me?
It's not that, Broadside, it's not! But we're supposed to be adversaries!
We could have been so good together. We could have had so much fun. Now you've made a big mistake, little cupcake. You see, my power stems from a planet's gravitational pull.
Harkov's bones, she's crackling with energy.
I can channel a planet's gravity into my whole body. You know what happens then, doll? You know what happens then?
Meanwhile, in the contest between Martinex and Brawl.
Ah! Oh, my whole body, it's racked with pain. I've lost even more shards from my back this time. I've got to get to my feet.
It's Guardian! Go! not make it too easy for me!
I'm not out! I'm not out yet, Brawl! You'll take more than your worthless hide to stop me!
That is nonsense!
You are listening to a reading of Guardians of the Galaxy number 5, October, the year 1990.
Physical need. There's a crane at the Sundays on TBS.
There's a new superhero on the block, Captain Planet, fighting the greed, grime, and goons that threaten to destroy Earth. Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
8:35 Eastern, Sunday.
Lost Souls Are Found, CKUW 95.9 FM. All right. Let's go into it. Comic book, radio, theater! That's right, comic book, radio, theater. Late night, up with us. Yeah. Okay. From what we heard of our story here, it sounds like the Guardians of the Galaxy are in some deep doggy doo-doo. They're in trouble. They're being beat. And how do they get out of this? Remember, they are competing for the original Captain America shield. They want it bad. They want it bad. And, who they're up against is the Force. And they pretty much just want the Captain America shield to sell off as an artifact and to make big business with it rather than something to hold and possess and enjoy, because they have like some big feelings for it and stuff like that. No, there's no feelings about it, other than the feeling of getting more money. All right, so I don't know. It just doesn't look good for the Guardians of the Galaxy here. They're getting beat up real good. Will they get beat up even some more? You'll have to keep listening to Comic Book Radio Theater to find out for yourself. What was I reading to you, in case you missed it? I was reading to you Guardians of the Galaxy, number 5, issued October of 1990. And when I go and take vocal breaks, give me that break. Give old Golden Throat a break. We'll listen to music that was brand new in October of 1990. If you went down to the shopping mall or the downtown streets where you could find a record store, get it on vinyl, tape cassette, or compact disc CD. What was new? How about some Goo Goo Dolls? Goo Goo Dolls, a song I really like. A song I really like. It has some good movement to it. Also, we'll hear from the Charlatans. The Charlatans. They are performing live in concert. Where is it? What's my note saying? Live in Glasgow, Scotland. That's where they're performing, the Charlatans. But there's more. We'll hear from Vancouver, BC. Skinny Puppy. They were starting to get really kind of noticed at this point in time, because their music was being used in the RoboCop film. So Skinny Puppy, and then lastly, live in show in concert from Berlin, Germany, Iron Maiden. Let me give you that all over again. Hear me out. The music you'll get, it was brand new back in October of 1990. Goo Goo Dolls, the Charlatans, Skinny Puppy, and lastly, Iron Maiden. All right, got you caught up. I gotta catch up. We continue. Comic Book Radio Theater. The comic book I read to you is Guardians of the Galaxy number 5, October of 1990. All right, got that out. You were listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative. Thanks for listening. Thanks.